Despite some evacuations, the situation remains dire in many parts of Ukraine. I'm Ann Carrick, Fox News. Ukrainian forces hanging on.
Out of the embattled city of Mariupol, the Ukrainian president saying some 300 civilians have been evacuated from beneath that steel mill where they've been sheltering for weeks. Still, hundreds of Ukrainian soldiers are still there. Some of them are injured. Russians keep pounding the place. Zelensky saying the next phase is to get them out safely. Tragically, it could be a fight to the finish as Russia intensifies its offensive along a broad front line from the east of the country down to the south. Six missiles struck the key Black City port city of Odessa. Heavy fighting, too, near the eastern city of Donetsk, along with some strong Ukrainian counterattacks around Ukraine's second biggest city of Kharkiv.
Fox's Greg Palcott from Kyiv. U.S. border communities are overwhelmed as border crossings hit their highest levels in two decades. Arizona's Attorney General Mark Brnovich on Fox News Live.
Every state is a border state because this is impacting us with the surge of drugs and violence coming into our communities as well.
Another concern, the expected surge if the White House lifts Title 42 restrictions in 2 weeks, which made it easier to expel migrants to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Pro-choice activists are protesting this weekend after a Supreme Court leak shows the High Court might overturn Roe v. Wade.
For the first time in living memory, the Supreme Court is taking away rather than granting a new right. And by a 2-to-1 margin, Americans disagree with them.
Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Jake Auchincloss on Fox News Live. If the decision is overturned, states will have the authority on abortions. The inspiration for the 1980 film Urban Cowboy has died. Country star Mickey Gilley's namesake Texas honky-tonk inspired the movie and a nationwide wave of Western-themed night spots. Gilley was performing in Branson, Missouri last month, but was in failing health. He was 86. America's listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Restrictions for women are returning in Afghanistan under Taliban rule. Leadership telling women to wear all covering clothing or burqas in public and to stay home if they don't really need to be out. The acting minister for vice and virtue says, "We want our sisters to live with dignity and safety." The Taliban previously reneged on a promise to reopen schools to girls above sixth grade. Contract talks get underway in the coming weeks for thousands of West Coast port workers.
Talks between the International Longshore and Warehouse Union and the Pacific Maritime Association will affect about 22,000 workers at 29 West Coast ports. The current union contract expires on July 1st, with automation and its impact on jobs expected to be a major issue in talks for a new deal. Those ports are key links to trade with Asia, representing about 12% of the nation's gross domestic product. The ports of Los Angeles and neighboring Long Beach collectively handle more than 30% of all waterborne imports and exports in containers. Paul Stevens, Fox News.
Call it the inflation vacation season, and Americans are having fun. Fox Business Network's Kelly O'Grady in Las Vegas.
The casinos are bustling. The convention center here actually has more events on the books than they did in 2019, and it is about to be packed. And that's because airline bookings are soaring across the nation. Delta saw its best sales on record in March, and American Airlines expects business travel revenue to be 90% of pre-pandemic levels by the time the summer rolls around. And that trend is continuing. continuing when it comes to lodging. Airbnb seeing $1.5 billion in revenue last quarter. That's up 80% over the same period in 2019. Sure, some of that's due to inflation, but they also saw a record 100 million bookings.
The jump in the vacation economy is attributed to restlessness from the COVID-19 pandemic and the lifting of mask mandates across the country, with more businesses reopening. I'm Ann Carrick. This is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.